May the words of my mouth and the strength of my heart come from you, O Lord, as we go about this day. May we nourish and rejoice in one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's actually a communion song that I really like. I really love the sense of communion being inclusive for everyone. Taste and see for the glory of God. God's love that is open for each of us, for all of us, you and I. Elijah was in a terrible place. He was a prophet who really was trying to make a difference in the world, and yet at this moment we find him in peril, that he was about to be killed by a variety of people because he was speaking out for God. And so he ran away to the wilderness. He even left his servant behind and went into the wilderness and found one lonely broom tree. And he laid down under that tree. And he thought to himself, I am no better than my ancestors. I have not made any more of a difference than they did. And here I am. And I have really done all that I think that I can do. And I want this life to be over. And I want it to be done. And so I wish that I could just die. And he fell asleep. And then the angel came. The angel came and said, Elijah, wake up. Eat of the bread that is at your head, that's been baked on a stone, and drink of the water. And so he woke up and he ate the bread and he drank the water and he went back to sleep. And after a while, he was awakened again by the angel who said, wake up, Elijah. Eat of the bread that has been baked on a stone that is at your head, and drink of the water. And so he did that, and the angel said, I would be worried for you that you wouldn't be able to continue on in your journey if you didn't eat of this food and drink of this water. And so after he had nourished himself, he went on for 40 days and 40 nights on the nourishment of the bread that had been prepared for him by the angel of the Lord. We know of other stories where people have gone for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, nourished by the bread that God has nourished them, the manna in heaven. They came and nourished the people so that they could continue on. Because God had purpose for all of these people, purpose to make a place and a beginning. Someday Jesus would come and make the biggest beginning of all, a beginning in each of the lives of people like you and me, that would help to nourish us, to have a sense that we could continue on forever, not just for a lifetime on earth, but a lifetime forever. Because he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And so the bread that he was talking about giving for you and I to taste and see was the bread of his body and the blood of his life given for you and for me. Such an amazing thing to have had happen. These people who come before us many, many ancestors ago, worried that their lives would be taken away for standing up and speaking out about Jesus and the love and the caring and reaching out to the communities, knowing that as they spoke that their life might be taken from them. This weekend is the anniversary of all of the chaos that went on in Charlottesville. All of the anger and hate that was displayed on television over and over and over again. It wasn't just displayed last year. It's already been displayed on TV this year. And now, supposedly, they've moved to a new place, to Washington. I'm not a person who watches the news. I don't wish to hear about all that chaos and all that hate, not just in our country, but in countries all around the world. I don't wish to be a part of the negative conversation that goes on and on and on. Unfortunately, my husband, George, watches CNN about 8 hours a day, especially if there's any conflict in the world. So it's pretty hard not to hear what's happening or what supposedly is happening. Now, the thing that you don't hear that's happening, you don't hear about the people in the churches in those areas who are praying ardently for a new beginning, for something new and better to happen. People who have been nourished by the bread of life, by the love of Jesus Christ. And yet I think for so many of them, to have the courage to walk out their door and speak the truth and to talk about love and to talk about caring in the midst of all of the confusion that's going on would be so frightening. I can't imagine that myself. How would we do? How would we do, you and I, if right outside our door, or let's just say we move it over to San Benito Street, and all of the chaos is going on and we can hear it, all of the anger and the fighting and the screaming and people threatening one another, would we have the courage? Would we have the courage to walk out this door and walk to the fringe of where the people are and touch them gently on the shoulder and invite them to realize that God is asking for us to love one another? Do you know that right here and right up and down our street and right up and down the street on the other side of San Benito Street, we as Christians could encircle San Benito Street? Because there are that many churches that are, we're right here. Could we hold hands with one another, having differences of opinions and difference of ideas, and set an example for how to lead the world into a better place? Do we have that kind of courage? I don't know. When I was the pastor of the Methodist Church, I really tried to get all the churches just on this street. My goal was that just on this street, we could go outside and hold hands, hand to hand, and not say anything. Just be a presence there together with a sense of love in our heart. When we look back in history and we see the prophet Isaiah, what we know is that Elijah and Isaiah and a whole bunch of other of them, for that matter, they had to speak out about their countries and what was happening about the violence and the negative things. And they were trying to bring God into those places. And they were visible. They were visible. We still read about them today. I wonder what would happen. What would happen if all of us who love God, regardless of what our religion is, would all stand up together at the same time and invite the presence of the Lord to be there with us in our place? We would be able to say to the person next to us, taste and see the love of God, the love and wonder of God that could bring peace to this world, not just here, but all around the world. How could we do that? How could we possibly make that kind of a difference? It's so comfortable right here. It's so comfortable when 21 people sit around a table together who all have basically the same sense that God is present with us. It's so comfortable in the preschool with the knowledge that we are biting little children in and we are going to teach them God is love. And like the one little girl last year who sat right here, about halfway through the year, who stood up with just this glow on her little face and says, God is right there. Don't you know that? That's what I wish we could say to the whole world. God is right here, right here. Don't we know that? This morning, we are going to be again welcomed through our Eucharist to come to the table, to taste and see the wonder of God, to again remember that Jesus died on the cross for us for the forgiveness of our sins, and somehow he asked us to be big enough people to have strength enough to forgive all of the people for whatever differences we might have with them. Whether they're out there, in here, at your home, wherever, that forgiveness is what would make the most difference in our whole world. The forgiveness that we, each one of us, needs to begin with us. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let me have courage, God. Let me have courage to talk that talk, to talk about love, to be a prophet that carries all of your wishes forward, that I ask your disciples here to go with me in their hearts to bring love and caring to all of the people they meet, regardless of what they're doing. Taste and see the wonder of God. May you and I have a sense of every time the negative news comes on, we say in our minds, taste and see the wonder of God, for that's what will transform our world. Amen.
Amen.